Now some news from the world of sports, and the Boston Red Sox took on one of the best teams in the American League West last night in the Seattle Mariners, and they eked out a 2-1 win. Xander Bogaerts broke a 1-1 tie with a home run in the sixth inning against Felix Hernandez and got a spectacular, the Red Sox did, four-hit, seven-inning performance from David Price to win their fourth consecutive game. The home run by Bogaerts was his 10th of the season, matching his total from last year, and he got it done with the glove as well last night, completing an unassisted double play to help Price get out of trouble in the sixth by ranging up the middle to grab the ball from his knees, then crawled over to second, touched the bag, and got the ball over to first to get Price out of the inning. Craig Kimbrell made things tough on himself by walking the first two batters in the bottom of the ninth, but followed that with a strikeout and a game-ending double play ball to record his 22nd save. Again, Red Sox win 2-1. Jackie Bradley Jr. also contributed to the victory with an RBI double in the second inning. The New York Yankees kept pace in the Bronx, beating the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3 on the strength of yet another home run by their latest rookie sensation, Gleyber Torres. The 21-year-old Venezuelan phenom blasted a three-run homer in the fifth inning, erasing a two-run Tampa Bay lead, and Domingo Germán, who had yet to record a win for the Yankees as a starter, finally did, and he did so in impressive fashion, striking out a career-high 10 to get his first official victory as a Yankee. With the win, the Yanks remain one game behind the Red Sox for first place in the American League East. Now, one of these mornings, I'm going to talk about a win for the New York Mets, but it won't be this morning. The Mets continued their slow march of defeat after defeat, dropping a 6-3 decision to the Diamondbacks in Arizona. David Peralta hit two solo home runs for the D-backs, who got a solid six innings from Matt Cook to get the win, even though he did give up solo home runs to Brandon Nimmo and Michael Conforto, the only real highlights for the Mets in this one. Jason Vargas took the loss for New York. The Mets have now dropped 10 of their last 11, and they have failed to score more than three runs for the 10th consecutive game. The D-backs have won six of their last seven. They are trending in the other direction. The Toronto Blue Jays were idle last night. They welcomed the Washington Nationals to the Rogers Center tonight for an interleague contest. To the NECBL, and it was a pitcher's duel in Danbury, Connecticut last night between the Vermont Mountaineers and Danbury Westerners, with the hosts pushing across the only run of the game to grab a 1-0 victory over Vermont. Connor Lehman started and pitched well for the Mountaineers, going five innings, scattering five hits and yielding just the one run, but he was outdueled by Danbury's Michael Cowell, a Connecticut native, who pitched seven innings of scoreless ball. The Upper Valley Nighthawks saw their four-game winning streak come to an end in White River Junction last night in a 5-2 loss to the Sanford Mainers. The World Cup of Soccer men's division underway in Russia, and the host country got off on the right foot, so to speak, yesterday with a 5-0 drubbing of Saudi Arabia. The Saudis and Russians are considered the two weakest teams in the 32-nation tournament. Games taking place today include Egypt against Uruguay. That starts at 8 o'clock this morning. Morocco runs against Iran at 11 a.m. and this afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Spain faces Portugal. And finally, the Stanley Cup has already been awarded to the Washington Capitals for the first time in their franchise history. But last night, the Calder Cup winner was crowned in a Game 7 between the Toronto Marlies and Texas Stars. And the championship went to the top farm club of the NHL's Toronto Maple Leafs. Andreas Johnsson had two goals and an assist to help the Marlies win the AHL title in a 6-1 final over Texas. Garrett Sparks made 29 saves from the Marlies to get the win in net.